What kinds of things do they have at that fair? What kind of things go on?
Oh, it's a livestock show, you know, but it's in August, so they don't get to, you know, the stock is not really in prime condition because they're getting ready for the state fair in September at Pueblo.
Yeah.
And they have quilts and jams and cookies and cakes and weeds and seeds and, you know.
Do they have an event? This is really a question. Do they have an event in which people ride horses for prizes or anything? Is there any sort of event like that around here?
Well, the only thing that, not really a riding horse. I don't, you know, exception of the 4th of July rodeo, you know. Uh-huh. I mean,
okay.
I don't think there's much.
Okay. You ever heard the term dude?
Dude, yeah.
What's
yeah.
that used to refer to?
It's a dude ranch, you know. I mean, where the city boy goes out and learn to ride on a horse. Or
you ever meet any dudes?
Oh, I suppose most of them are dudes, you know. They think they're cowboys. Got their big belt buckle and a cowboy hat on and their new shiny boots, you know.
Yeah.
And their Dodge truck, Dodge diesel.
Okay. Good old Ram. What's a place where the people are buried in around here?
Cemetery.
Is there any other words for that you know of?
Not.
Cemetery?
No, I've never heard of cemetery.
Okay.
You might have a plot. You have a plot in the cemetery, you know.
Okay.
Or a lot.
Okay. Ever hear of it called a graveyard?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't think... Well, I guess it's a kind of slang, you know, I guess, really is.
Yeah. What about the sort of, I guess, a type of ceremony? An event, really, that takes place before you bury the person.
Before a funeral?
Yeah. Are people buried in... Do they use the word casket for what a person's buried
in? Yeah, caskets, yeah.
It might offer, is a coffin something different, or?
No, I don't know. I think most people around here use the term casket, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard of the term coffin, but I'm not sure how it was used, you know.
Yeah. Ever hear somebody just call it a box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've known people, you know, they buried them and built their own box, you know.
Really?
Somebody built their box for them, you know.
Wow. The people who go to a funeral are said to be in what?
Mourning.
Yeah. They talk much about, is there much superstition in this area, you think?
Not like they used to be. No, I don't think there's very much
anymore.
They used
to be more superstitious?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, there used to be, you know, some people kept the body in the house, you know, and somebody sat by the body all the time it was in the house, you know, or something. And there was a light or candle or something always going, you know. Well, yeah, I don't think we have much of that anymore.
Are there any haunted houses that are considered to be haunted around here that you know of?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Any talk about spirits like that at all in this area? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, not that I've associated with, you know.
Okay. What would you call those spirits if you did have them around here?
Probably just ghosts, I guess.
Okay. What about the, you see them in sort of the popular media as being sort of painted red and have pointy tails. And
or the devil?
Yeah. No ghosts, no devils. Do you have another term for when you're really tired that you might use? If somebody calls you up and says they want to come over or something, you just tell them you're...
played out or tuckered out?
Okay. What about really disgusted?
Pissed off.
Okay. I've heard that a few times. How about really?